Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
The book that we are reviewing today is by the Canadian author Karen Audio, entitled Sabotage. Karen Audio's new book, Sabotage, describes the experiences of Ukrainian and German prisoners in the internment camps during World War I. It is the third book in Audio's trilogy about Finnish immigrants to Canada. In 1915, war is raging in Europe, and in Canada there are rumors of espionage and sabotage. Paranoia against foreigners is increasing. John and Sarah Mackie are the children of Finnish immigrants in Port Arthur, Ontario. John wants to become a reporter. He delivers newspapers to make extra money for the family and occasionally works with a local reporter to gather information. When he uncovers a plot to blow up the local bridge, paranoia against foreigners grows. John is very upset when his friend's father is sent to an internment camp in Kapuskasing. His friend, Fred, is the son of Ukrainian immigrants, and the boy's relationship reveals the suffering that World War I internment operations inflicted on Ukrainian families. Meanwhile, John's older sister, Sarah, has just returned from caring for her ailing aunt's family. Sarah missed a lot of time at school and must make up her schoolwork if she is to become a teacher. During the summer, she befriends a new neighbor, Birgitta Schmidt. When Birgitta and her family are sent to an internment camp in British Columbia because they are German, Sarah is devastated. However, the two girls write to each other. Birgitta's letters describe her experiences in the internment camp. When Sarah's father is arrested for sabotage, these letters to the German girl become a problem. The police suspect that Sarah and her family are involved in a dastardly sabotage plot. Will John and Sarah be able to save their father from jail? Young readers from 10 to 12 will definitely enjoy this historical novel set in Canada during the World War I period. They will appreciate the realistic portrayal of Finnish family life and the interplay between brother and sister. Both siblings have ambitions for the future while they deal with everyday issues of daily life, such as chores, young love, bullies, and friends. The novel alternates between John and Sarah's point of view. This double narrative technique will appeal to both male and female readers. Readers will also learn about the paranoia and fear which was rampant in Canada during the First World War, not only among the politicians who created internment camps, but also among the general population, which looked for spies and saboteurs everywhere, and sometimes found them. Through John's friendship with his Ukrainian neighbor, Fred, we get one family's perspective on the horrors of internment. Through Sarah's friendship with Brigitte, we learn about the actual living conditions of internment camps and the families who live there. Unfortunately, children today will be able to relate to the paranoia that ran rampant in Canada during the First World War. In the period since the 9/11 terrorist incident in New York, North American communities are increasingly concerned with the possibility of terrorist threats, such as the Boston Marathon bombing of 2013. Karen Audio was born in Fort William, which, along with Port Arthur, is now part of Thunder Bay. She grew up in Nipigon, Ontario, on the northern shore of Lake Superior. She is a writer, editor, and calligrapher who presents authentic historical settings and characters. Her first two novels, Second Watch and Sarah's Passage, explore the history of Finnish immigration to Canada during the years 1914 to 1915. Audio used her Finnish heritage as a basis for these novels. In the third novel in her trilogy, Sabotage, Audio explores Canada's paranoia against foreigners during World War I, sabotage attempts in Port Arthur, as well as life in internment camps. Sabotage was published by Sononis Press in 2013. It is available in print and digital form at Chapters, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio.